بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فسي مذاكرة of the Sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which every explained that this is the most important aspect of our life. If you're not following the Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our life has got no rule in it, and then we won't be able to progress as far as deen is concerned. And not only progress, will become, will cause harm to our deen and our dunya. Allah give us tawfiq to realize this reality. So we are discussing the sunnahs when awakening, and we learned already, you must rub our hands with the softness of the palms when you wake up, read the dua. That sunnah we learn when awakening from sleep, cleanse the mouth with a miswak. That is, one is immediately when you get up, try and use the miswak. Unless you got an urgency to go and relieve yourself, it's a different thing. But if you got, you can manage, then use the miswak first. Then after, the use of miswak should be repeated when making wuzu. So this is two separate sunnahs. One is you get up immediately, you use the miswak. And then when you go and relieve yourself, then you make wuzu, then use the miswak again. And that is two separate sunnahs. So using the miswak upon awakening is a separate sunnah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize and try and bring this into our life. When wearing one's clothes, here they mention your trousers, and then obviously first wear the right side first. And that is what all our clothing and even our shoes, etc., first wear the right side first. And we are maybe doing it also as a habit, but be conscious that is the sunnah of Nabi Akram also. Which is called istihzar niyyah. That is, you conscious. I'm doing it not just because it's my habit and I do it, but be conscious. But today we'll see so many of us, we are long in deen also, we are doing work of deen, but we go out of the masjid, we're so in a hurry, we don't know wearing my right shoe, left shoe. And you're just walking while you even wearing your sandals, sometimes you can even fall. Where the person should be conscious. Wear your shoes properly, first your right shoe, then your left shoe. And be conscious about this and everything else. Otherwise, beautifully, our Dada Shaykh Radha Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi put it to make us realize. He says there's one of three ways you can do something. One is you unwear your trousers, then you put two chairs in front and you hang it on the chair. And then you like as a take a runway, you got a passage. So you're running on the runway and you want to jump in there. He says you break your head, don't ever do this. That is stupid. So who's really going to try and do this? The second is you wear it from the left side, that is Shaitan's side. So what is left? The right side, the way of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way is practical and practical and most beautiful. And what the reward is unimaginable, that we get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah forgives us just to do every action according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Further, the ash'ar that we read while making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yesterday we learned that first ash'ar, first shirk that we normally read, Dil mera ho jai ek midani hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. But oh Allah, if you want Allah to come in your heart, you first have to empty your heart. So you're begging Allah, Ya Allah, make my heart an empty field. Take out everything from my heart, and only you come in my heart. So a person thinks that, then automatically now when you say La ilaha, just ponder lightly, I'm entering my, emptying my heart, I'm vacuuming my heart. As it says, you vacuum your carpet with any Electrolux vacuum machine or whatever. You vacuum one time, two times, it's wired. They'll tell you now how many times you can vacuum, it's clean already. This is not in the vacuum machine of dunya, this is from Allah Ta'ala. So if you just do with little concentration, our heart will definitely start getting clean. And Allah Ta'ala will start coming in my heart. And then, obviously, then when your heart is an empty field, then you make the second dua. Or mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil. Tan is called your body. And in this body of mine, which is just made of sand and water, that is our body made of sand and water. So as the Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi teaches us that your body that is just made of sand and water, and you don't empty it and bring Allah in it, you don't bring the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in it, then there's no value of that body. It's just sand and water, and you think your body now, your value will be outward. your clothes, your car, all that, which is no value. But when you empty your heart, and now you realize you want to put value, and value is not of outside, value is what is inside, what nobody can really see. So he says, O Allah, this body that is made of sand and water, which is valueless, darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil, the pain of the heart. What is the pain of the heart? The Buzurgs have termed the love of Allah. But that is the pain, to worry, is Allah's love coming in my heart. So Allah, let your love come in my heart. So when you say La ilaha, you empty your heart, illallah, Allah's love must come in the heart. Then that body, even if a person is just dressed ordinarily, like we learn the Sufis, they not really worry of their clothes and their cars and their houses. They have got Allah in their heart, so their value is such we can't imagine. So Allah Ta'ala give us the reality and give us tawfiq to at least make dua for us and make effort in this line, and that's why Allah has brought us here. And Allah has brought us here for this purpose. And that is why we do this very important subject of Anwarus Salah. Just when we do the subject properly and how we have been taught here, then inshallah we'll see progress coming into our life. Otherwise the person, we come here to the Khanka, we search, we only see, you know, the main program is after Asr. So only that program obviously there. If you don't search in all the programs, you'll never connect to one another. Then you won't really benefit. And you'll come for years also, but you won't really benefit. As the Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Dil ke milne ki aur baat hai. To get from the heart of the Shaykh is something different. That is what we have come here to get. And the program they have set out is to get from the heart of the Shaykh. Agar ke muddat se saath rehte hai. Otherwise you can stay for years and years with your Shaykh, you won't really get anything. You'll just be staying, you'll be making khidmat, but what you have to get, that noor and the love of Allah Ta'ala, you won't really get that. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us to seek to realize reality. So we carry on. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Qur'an al-Hamid. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Yesterday we learned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that definitely the believers are successful. Who is believers are successful? In other words, the past tense. And then Allah ta'ala has stressed it that قد, most definitely you are successful already. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. One is those people who are in salah. That is, you start making your salah outwardly, you correct your postures, etc. Then you are in salah. Then one is you are in salah, but now to fill all the noor, that is, خَاشِعُونَ. You are now with devotion, concentration, devotion. And as we explained, that this is a condition of the heart. That the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes into the heart, then a person outwardly, he can be like a prince went for his islah to the rich buzur. And that's also important to realize that richness cannot stop a person from becoming a pious servant of Allah. As Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, that these poor people who don't have connection with Allah Ta'ala, that they earn well, they don't know how to earn it properly, they don't know how to spend it properly. But fortunate are those, when they earn, they give it to the pious people to spend it. So he says, kamayenge ahmak, kayenge ham. That the foolish people will earn, they'll do business. But if they've got some common sense, they'll give it to the pious people, says, we'll benefit from that. We'll put it in the madrasas, we'll put it in the listing, and if they, the banner, they see to the chefs, the expenses, etc. That is how. So anyway, we should realize. And the other thing is to understand, that doesn't mean now we learn that you can be a rich and also you can be a pious person. This is generally when love of deen is out, love of dunya is totally out of the heart, then it will be beneficial for you. Otherwise we think, no, I also want to be rich, and generally this is our only concern, that I also want to be rich, and I also want to, and thus it takes when you, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, made so much effort for deen, that they had no love for dunya at all. And then when Allah gave them dunya, the Romans and the Persians, when they conquered that, their crowns used to come to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they used to kick it out around like soccer balls. And yet it was made of beautiful pearls and studs and everything. So initially, if a person, tell a young person, even you can get khilafat also, and you think, no, I'm okay, I'm a sheikh now, I can live in luxury, that is very dangerous. It can take us away very quick. So just as we can't think, no, I'm on that stage. Just as we're just giving an example, that when a person has got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these things won't distract him. You don't distract him in his namaz. Immediately he can be busy with some work of dunya. But the moment he comes in namaz, Allahu Akbar, he throws both the worlds behind him. He's not even worried of this world. He's not even really worried of Jannah. Jannah actually is to meet Allah Ta'ala. That is what Jannah is all about. So that is the person, when you get connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then you get that person, you are able to see how you will get. He won't be worried of both the worlds. So such a person, dunya will not harm him. Otherwise, dunya will harm us any moment. And even if a person is old and is a person who initially has got no inclination towards dunya, but you don't keep contact with the mashayikh, then the dunya will still destroy you. As we see, read the history of Islam, that Islam was ruling the world till very recently, about now 150, 200 years maybe. Till then, the Islamic Khilafat was in place. But when the leaders, they got attracted to dunya, then they lost khasirat dunya wal akhirah. We lost our, they got attracted to dunya, their deen got lost. They started suffering in deen, Allah Ta'ala then takes away your dunya also. So Allah's system is, you make an effort in your deen, Allah will give you dunya at your feet, and you won't even really be worried about it. You'll use it if it's necessary for you, otherwise you won't even be worried about it. One person, very rich nawab. In India, they used to call them nawab, that they are very rich. They are owning a whole village or whole city. So, like that also, they were murid of our pious elders. One like person like that was a murid of Hazrat Mawlana Qasim al-Nawfi rahmatullah alayh. And one day he came to meet Hazrat, and he came with a bag full of gold coins. So, he met Hazrat after that. Then humbly he presented this bag, he said, Hazrat, ye hajya hamari taraf se, please accept this hajya. Hazrat said, I don't need it at the moment, I'm alright, I don't need it. Say, please accept it, it's my honor if you accept it. Hazrat said, I don't need it, what? So Hazrat carried on, ignoring, this person didn't know what to do. He went to put that bag of coins by the shoes of Hazrat, by his sandals. Hazrat came, he saw the bag, he just looked at his sandals, and moved it one side and put his shoes on and carried on. So dunya will really come at our feet when we don't have attachment for dunya. And we, it's going to take a whole lifetime to get that state. So we shouldn't even be yearning that Allah give me dunya. We should be yearning, Allah give me deen. And that is why it is explained here that this condition of the khushu, concentration, it is inside a person, it's not outside, and outwardly a person thinks that I'm very devoted in my namaz. It is a condition of the heart. Khushu, that is why we have learned also that if to develop this khushu and khudu, then a person could zikr wa shagal karne ke baad hi hasil hota hai. Till you don't do a real cause of zikrullah and you do your spiritual exercises, and that's not on your own. That is under the company of a guide, a proper sheikh, and a sheikh who's got a sheikh. Not a person, one time, a person came to Hazrat Hakim Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, and he said, that I got my sheikh. He says, who's your sheikh? He's from Arabia, this is his title, and he's a big alim, etc. He says, who's his sheikh? I don't know if he got a sheikh. Then beautifully, Hazrat was very jovial, and he used to tell him, la tafuzu baba, malla baba. Don't take somebody, your father who don't have a father. You must have say this is your father, who is his father. So like that, your chef must have his chef also. And you must be connected to that. That is also important. Today, very sad, Allah says, me, all of us, we think now we are buzrugs, we got khilafat also for years. Now we don't keep contact with our chef. And then we're not on the same page with our chef. So we're in a different, and then we, because now we got some faith. And today with the social media world, a person thinks, I got so many followers and so many people listening to my bayan, but myself, the bayan is not in my life. So Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, all of us to realize that without this real cause and continuously, this cause is still more,
The Shah Hakim Akhtar Asab Ramakrishna used to stress so much. He says that when your wife passed away, 3 days he's mourned, then he can get married again. Similarly, like when your sheikh passed away, after 3 days find another sheikh. Don't leave, you remain without sheikh, you lose your reins very quick. And then you start thinking, I'm a very big sheikh. So Allah Ta'ala guide us and make us realize. So when a person does the cause of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see that person, he can be a big businessman, but he'll be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he comes to salah, immediately, like a person, Allah ta'ala gave one buzur kash, and he was in Makkah Sharif, he saw two people at the Kaaba Sharif. One was a young, one was a young boy, yes, crying and holding, day by multazam, holding the Kaaba Sharif and crying. So Allah Ta'ala opened to his heart, to the buzur's heart, the condition of that young boy's heart. He saw the boy is crying, but he's not thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly, like we say, we get opportunity to make dua as multazam, we're making dua maybe for cars or something like that. So we're not really connected to Allah. Then after a while he left, he went out of the Haram Sharif, he passed the bazaar, he saw one buzur, one person, businessman, very busy. Giving this one in there, we know people, customers come, that you're serving this one, you're giving that one change, you're showing that one another item. So busy he was. But when he put his eyes on his heart, he saw 1 minute he's not unmindful of Allah. And that was Allah says, Rijal, the man of Allah, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, when he came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the barakat of sohbat, that noor that penetrated the heart, la tulhi in tijaratu, wala bayun an zikrillah. Not for a moment, any big business also they used to do. They were not unmindful of the zikr of Allah. Why? يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِي الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. When that fear of Allah comes in the heart, now you're thinking of the day of Qiyamah. Allah grant us this. But as long as we do what we have to do, come in the company of our mashayikh, and then the test is when we go home. Ya Alhamdulillah, we're all in the khanka, we'll be doing our zikr, everything. But see, each morning, am I going to do my zikr? Then I already get lazy. And then sometimes we just got josh, we'll do it 3-4 days or a week, and then again we're lazy. So that's why regular contact with our mashayikh, explain our condition also, and try and come regularly. Then a person will see the great benefit. And automatically when you do this course, when you come into salah, Allah Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala were connected so much that they were sitting with their family, everything. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's condition, as Aisha radiallahu used to say, that when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be at home talking to them, just when Azan goes, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a different world, he was not with us, Allahu Akbar. So Allah ta'ala make us realize that this is an internal condition we have to work to. That doesn't mean outward we don't worry about sunnah, blessing, etc. That is important. But normally we get fooled, like Hazrat keep on stressing to us that outwardly you think you are buzurg, you got amama, you got topi, everything, you even an ali, and you think, no, I know about these things, this is not for me. But we got no current in our body. So that is why our namaz is not taking us anyway. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that this is a person who is reading namaz like that, outwardly you think you're in concentration, but you're not connected to Allah, munafiqana namaz. That is a namaz of a hypocrite. Allah Ta'ala save us. And concerning to with regard to this kind of namaz, or dusri jagah be khabri se namaz parne walo ki mutalib irshad hai. In another place of Quran Kareem, Allah first mentioned qad afla al mu'minun. Successful believers, and we are all believers. But let us think, am I in that category? What is the sign to check my iman? As Hazrat is teaching us here, check the sign, your sign of taqwa. Are you failing taqwa in our one? We got iman, but am I strengthening my iman? And we don't know how quick, and today we see what is the condition. Ulama that were years doing work of deen, where their iman is going to? Who they mixing with? Shias, and even talking in their favor and all that, uttering statements of kufr. So that is very important to see where the iman is in our life. Otherwise outwardly, we look like great buzrug. And even performing namaz, reading namaz, not performing. وَفَيْوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, such people, بَرِ خَرَابِي هَيْ هُنْ لَوْغُوْ كَيْ لِيَ جو اپنی نماز سے بے خبر ہیں. جو ایسے ہے کہ دکلاوا کرتا ہے. That destruction, one is wail means total destruction. One, the tafsir of wail is a pit in Jahannam, that all the rest of Jahannam seeks for refuge, that Allah save us from that pit. So what a terrible place we will go to in Jahannam, Allah save me, all of us. And the why? These people are unmindful in them. We perform our namaz, even you the imam, you came on the musalla just on time. But you're still thinking, I was watching the mess. Like Hazrat explained, that one imam in Surat, he just finished his salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and he's asking, kya, who scored you? What is the score? Just happened the mutawalli that used to go around to different masjid and check whether the imam is there. He was there for that namaz. He said, no, Wali of the score, you are bowled out. You rather just take your thing and leave. And such a person, he won't really worry even about his wuzu. If he's late, he will just carry on like a student. We know when you're small, now you get up, you have to go eat class, you're so lazy, you don't even make wuzu properly. You read namaz like that. And then, الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. One is you are unmindful, and one I have to go, my father is telling me, and I have to, so you're reading namaz to show people. Hazrat says, such people, you see, they come in a masjid, before you can even finish your Surah Fatiha, 2-3 ayat, they finish their 2 rakat. How quick they are going. And they read rakat over rakat. Like many people got this wrong notion that when you go for Umrah, you must make 50 tawaf. So they like running a marathon. And now, and especially like now, Umrah, they say, is so full. But we're there, but we're not there. Where we are? We're in a different world. So you're wasting your money. And this is what to check. Are we on Shariat-e Haqqa? When Allah gives you money, how are you spending your money? How are you spending your time? You think you're going for Umrah with the whole family, everything. But it's just another excuse for a holiday. And especially Allah Akbar. Ask people who spend time in the Khanka and they didn't go for Umrah that year. And when they got the opportunity, then they realized the year was like we were in Medina Sharif. And we were in Medina Sharif, but we were in like London or Paris. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize, and that is what we should understand. And then also another Allah Akbar. Another important point Hazrat explained here, that when we do the cause of zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and as prescribed, I would say 40 days, 4 months, for ulama, whatever Hazrat says, that come regularly, we should come. And then also after that, the programs that are taking place, keep contact and come for this program. It's not that I heard this bayan, and every bayan and come with an open heart, empty heart. That I don't know, even you think that I had other quoted so many, but every time you come with an open heart, that I'm coming for my Islam, Allah will put such points in your heart, in such nur, that you'll be shocked. That I thought, so we should understand this. And then one is, when a person wants to think, I just must read that point, that I'm totally istighra, I'm totally overtaken with my namaz. That is, one is to be concentrating in and devotion in your namaz. This is not, this got nothing to do with a person, like we hear incidents of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, pious people, that they didn't even know they were in namaz. That is not the object and purpose. But, and then also Allah Akbar. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, great hakim of his time, and what a sheikh of the time, what a great ali. He says once a doubt came in his mind, and then he explained, when a doubt comes, and Hazrat used to say, that I have 2, so to say, registers in my mind. If there are certain doubts that come, I put it in one account. And then I make dua to Allah. Then Allah opens my heart and I bring it into those messiahs that I know. So once the doubt came in my mind, like we heard sometimes, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also made a mistake in the rakat of namaz. Sometimes, very seldom, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a mistake in the rakat of namaz. So he said that doubt, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's concentration and devotion, we can't imagine. It's perfect, more than 100%. So how is it that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a mistake in namaz? And we, Allah, we don't make mistakes in namaz. So what is the difference? So like the Hazrat explained, that you see some people, they are unmindful in namaz, but they know exactly the rakat. What is the difference? One businessman used to come for asr namaz, and then the imam made 3 rakat. After that, then there was a bit of a discussion, 3, 4, some said, most of the Jamaat was confused. They said, we think it's 4. That person was even sitting on a chair, big businessman. He said, Imam Sahib, today you only read 3. He said, how you so? You know exactly only 3 and you convert. He says, every day, Asr time, I must be here. Because I got 4 shops. And in my namaz, I take account of all my shops. I only read the 3rd shop. I didn't finish the fourth shop. So that is why. So that is our manamas, and that is how we making mistakes. We don't know whether we in the first rakat or last rakat. But the manamas of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is called istighra, totally engrossed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's the marifat of Allah that is pouring in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every second, Allah is la mutanaid, Allah is unlimited. So the marifat of Allah and the muhabbat of Allah and the azmat of Allah just increases all the time. And that is what when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, I make tawbah 100 times a day. That is when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on death level, what a high level. And you think I'm still far. You want to go higher and higher. And that is when you do your cause of zikr, then you want to just be more in the company of the mashayikh. That you just want more and more marifat of Allah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that time, then Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi say, Allah shukar, open, Allah open to my heart. That we could imagine what level of marifat that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. Like we hear Sahaba, they say when performing namaz and reading the ayats of Jannat, it's like the fruits were right in front of us. So what could be said about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And very seldom, although the right thing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's stage is far above that. And we shouldn't think that now also is making lot of the concentration of marifat. So that's why I didn't know what rakat I am. We should try and be level-headed. That is not for everybody, but just this. And then as the Tani Rahmatullah Ali explained, that now when you have this doubt, don't just ask anybody. Don't just go to anybody and ask. Sometimes the person doesn't know, and you say there's no answers in deen. And that's why our Sheikh says, when there's a general bayan, then people normally want to have question and answer. That is not the right time. People who don't, you're asking sometimes a question, that Ali can't answer properly, then you see, you get the doubt. And you think now, so it's very important, ask the right people, ask those people that are mashayikh, those people who got the aim in their field, and they got the piety in their heart. Today we see, even for our fatwa, because you can get fatwa anyway, but go to those muftis who are pious and stick to one mufti. Not when you get a fatwa now that doesn't coincide with your desire, now no, let me go to the other mufti stuff. No, stick to one sheikh, stick to one mufti, and those see that they are pious and they staying on the right line, and thus also on the right line. That is what the Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, if you want to find a sheikh and see your temperament, that who your heart takes to, then stick to that sheikh. They don't think that, no, I'm not, you don't benefit because we're not doing the course properly. It's like one person came to Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and your old Ali, he said, Hazrat, that now I don't feel so much inclination to you how I used to feel in the past. And long he was a murid of Hazrat. Hazrat says, I think you're not doing your mamulat regularly. Say, gee, Hazrat says, start doing your mamulat. Just 2-3 days he did mamulat. Hazrat, now your love has increased again. So it happens that when we don't realize, we get involved in makruhat, etc. Now you feel about just being scared to go in the company of your sheikh. You feel scared to go in the masjid. Make tawbah, make istighfar, and carry on your zikr, and then see how Allah Ta'ala will give you this. Then Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah gave the example of what the concentration of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and our concentration. That we are thinking of dunya. He says it's like two people standing on a rubber band, and they both look the same. But there are big difference between the two people. One person, he swung that whole rubber. He knows the current, he knows everywhere how the rubber is flowing. He swam right through and he came back also. So he is back, he knows the whole rubber. So like that person who did his course, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we can't imagine the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So a person who did his course in Zikrullah, he went through the course. He knows what is all where you will get caught up. Shaitan is all the time behind us. And as Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَعِفُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُ. Even the pious people, a whole group of shaitan will want to make you unmindful. But immediately after a few moments, تَذَكَّرُ. You become alert. Where? What? What's happening to me? Why am I also talking about politics so much? Immediately you start making tawbah, etc. So like that, the other person didn't even go into the water. So he doesn't know and he's thinking how to cross that water. So go into the water, in other words, make your connection with the Shaykh, and then you'll see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens it. And then you'll see the salah will be inna salata tanha ani fahshai wal munkar. How the salah will start taking out gunas from your heart. You thought, I must keep contact with the sport, I must keep on. Now you won't even, you make tawbah. How could I be doing this all my time? So then Hazrat explained here, ki lehaza hazrat arifin baru namaz padne ki tarike bhi bayan farmaye. That is why the arifin, those who have recognized Allah, which we call the mashayikh, those who have got the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only the marifat, the ish, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't have ish, the love of Allah, then we go astray like shaitan. He was a great abi, he was a great ali, he was a great arif also. He had the most knowledge. He used to do the most ibadah. He knew the marifat of Allah. He knew Allah's anger doesn't overtake Allah's emotions, aliyahu billah. So at that time also he made dua and Allah accepted his dua. But our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah says the stupid malgoon, if he only had a Shaykh, instead of saying unzirni, he should say unzur ilayya. That year he asked Allah, give me respite, let me love. But if you had a Shaykh, you know how to make dua properly. You say, unzur, Allah, look at me with mercy. I made a mistake. Allah would have looked at him with mercy and forgive him. So important that we keep this company. So the Mashayikh, then they have written how to bring this namaz, and just to read the kitab is not enough. You can read the kitab and all the, because go to the libraries and read all the books of medicine, and then you say a doctor. Which stupid fool will want to go to such a doctor? And if the government comes to know, they lock such a person up. So like that, today there are many Mashayikh also. Outwardly they look like big Mashayikh, but be careful. As we heard, let's see who are they connected to. And you'll see it very simple. It's a raw zukir Allah. When you see them, you'll think of Allah. You'll see the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their life. Allah give us tawfiq. So Hazrat is explaining one of them that has been written how to bring a namaz of life and a namaz of current that will give us all the benefits. Jisne ek bahut hi mubarak aur mu'tir Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi ki jiska taqreer hai jo arsa hua Anwar us Salah ke naam se taba hokar nayab ho chuki. And this is one of the special kitab that teaches us how the arifin, the lovers of Allah, teach us how to get connected to Allah. He says one is the bayan of Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed, which is very, very effective. And but for now, long time, it has become, so to say, extinct. People didn't know about this kitab, were not even reading it and taking benefits. And like when you got the Shaykh and then you read kitabs of the mashayikh, it's like you're sitting in their company. Then you'll get noor and you'll get barakah from them. So that is why under the mustan, the company you keep, the kitabs you read, that is the effect that you'll get from that person. So here Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that this was a kitab, it wasn't, nobody really knew about it. Usko dekhkar, I said, I saw it somewhere. Khud banda ka aur digar ahbab ka takaza hua ke usko dobara taba karaya jaye. Ke is mukhtasar risalo ko jisne bhi padha be ikhtiyar ash kar utha ke subhanallah, kya namaz hai, kya haal hai, qurratu aini fi salah ki puri misal. Then he says, when I picked up this kitab and I just went through it, just cursory, not even properly. Then when I showed my friends, see this kitab, what a bayan this was. We never even go through it. They took out from their insides, what a kitab, what bayan. And how come we were unmindful? Then they said, what this is, will give you an understanding what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, qurratu aini fi salah, that the fullness of my eyes is in salah. Allahu Akbar. How was it explained? That a person who enjoys extreme pleasure, and that is qurratu aini, is actually a proverbial to explain that وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي الْأَنْفُسِ, like in Jannah, whatever you desire, you get it there. So Dada Shaykh used to say, don't become an advanced Jannati. In Jannah, Allah says, you'll be at your prime youth, and you won't have beard, because you're still like at your youth, beard here. So he say, here, don't cut your beard, and you want to be advanced Jannati. You'll get you'll waste your life here, you won't even reach Jannah. So like that, when a person realizes, as we explained, That condition will come. Outwardly we think that I'm in deen, I make tilawat, I make namaz, all that. I'm even an alim, I'm teaching, I'm doing work of deen. But it's exactly an example of this young boy who got married, he bought all the appliances. He's got everything there, but he's not got no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you connect it, and then you start seeing it working, then you say, oh, how does so cool the street, how it makes that water, and etc. So we should understand. And like Hazrat explained, to understand what is the qurratu ayni fi salah, that extreme joy, what enjoyment you get. Allahu Akbar. It's like a subject they explained, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that just the bears when it comes into the class of ilmul yaqeen, ainul yaqeen, and haqqul yaqeen, then the ustad is explained for 3-4 weeks, but he also doesn't really know after that what he explained. The students also don't know. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib, in his beautiful way, used to say, very easy to explain these difficult subjects, just put it in, use the example of food, then see how quick you'll understand. We say, for example, ilmul yaqeen, to have the knowledge of yaqeen, conviction. Now to explain that to the students with regard to akhirat, etc., is difficult. You say, very simple. Use the example of ilmul kabab, that you got knowledge of that some sea kebab, and you tasted that sea kebab, and you know how tasty it is, and you know how they make it, and where it is. So you got the knowledge, now you're telling your friend that that kebab is like this, they make it like this, this is the ingredient, everything. His mouth is watering already, he was just getting the knowledge about it. He still never tasted it. Then that is the first, and now it's ilmul yaqeen. Then, ainul yaqeen. Now you go near that shop where they're selling those sea kebabs. You see two friends are sitting, and then they bought three kebabs. The one friend is asking this friend how your father progressed. This friend is carrying on. He's got one kebab in his mouth, one kebab in his hand, and the other kebab is in his eye. And he is not worried. And then he's explaining, my father, he passed away like this. So say, how your father? My father, one heart attack and he was gone. And he's eating the kebab. So when you got that, when you see how the people are eating, and like when you see our sheikh, our mashayikh, when they start their Allahu Akbar, they're in a different world. You think how they perform in namaz. And we reading namaz for years, and we got, so when you get that reality of what namaz is all about, when you sit in the company of the mashayikh, you hear, you desire, and you see them. Now when that kebab comes in your mouth, then see how you enjoy it. A person will be even strong, your mouth is watering, the tears coming out from your eyes, from your mouth, it looks like from your ears also. And for people think that man is suffering, but if he needs to eat that, he's going to buy another one. So like that, you see, Allah has also explained of Hazrat Mawlana Yasab Ramadullah, after long suffer in a boiling hot room, and Hazrat started namaz and reciting Qurani Kareem. So that is the reality Allah Ta'ala says, when the Sufi Balsab Ramakulari mentioned that when we heard the kitab and we saw, so that is what you get. But on the other hand, we should realize, aur uske mutala se har namazi ko kuch fayda zarur hota hai. Lekin ye bhi zahir hai ke mahaz mutala se har koi khud aisi namaz ada karne par qadir nahi ho sakta. And Hazrat says, if you study the kitab, definitely you will benefit. But this is also important to realize, just by studying the kitab alone, on your own, you will not get that namaz that will give you that reality. Because on your own, like we just explained, you can study all the books of medicine. You won't know what is medicine all about. Similarly, we find that we study the whole year, we do our whole course, Alim course, everything. But we still don't know what is namaz all about. Why we are still kachak about, we are raw about. And when you get fried, and Hazrat Hakim Sahib say that kebab as it gets fried, and where you get fried? In the company of the friends of Allah. When that kebab is starting to fry already, then that smell is so strong that forget eating it and your mouth is watering. A Hindu who says I'm a vegetarian, he'll also become a Muslim. He'll also want to eat that kebab. So like that, then we understand how people flock to the gatherings of the pious servant. Because they're getting what is in their heart, and they're getting that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, like this, people will say, very big orator, and what a speech, but where that bayan went? Over our heads, after that it's over. Mawlana Sahib was giving a big bayan, next minute is worried about going for a soccer match. So Allah ta'ala make us realize and understand. And Hazrat says, that by just studying it outwardly, this will never come into you. And that is why, jab tak ke kisi khas tarbiyat se uski mat na kare, that until you don't do it with proper Allah Akbar guidance, tarbiyat means you're nurturing, and you can't nurture yourself on your own. You need a sheikh kami. That person now who will just, you walk in his majlis, already he knows. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali used to say, let two alims come and sit in my majlis for 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, 2 minutes time I'll make out that who's got tarbiyat, who's got a sheikh, who doesn't have a sheikh, and who's doing his mamulat, etc. Immediately I'll be able to make out. So the masjid is not like nowadays, they Allah aliyahudillah. You go to a mechanic and he just check your exhaust and he says your rings are gone. Say, oh what? He's got cursed, he's got the vague knowledge. No, he's in the field. So like that, the real masjid, Allah who has opened their heart, they can see how we're walking, they know, oh, there's lot of pride in this person. Allah Ta'ala save us. And when we pay attention, then like many people say, how, who told Hazrat about this, about me? No, and that is why when you come with a correct intention, your niyat must be correct. If your niyat is correct, even if the chair, for example, because it is faulty, then still Allah Ta'ala will give you benefit. And Allah Akbar. Hazrat explained, and Allah Akbar. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in his masjid, he hardly used to talk. Sometimes just few minutes before iftar, and before they used to make iftar, and just few minutes, sometimes used to say something. And Hazrat said, one time Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that there was a great Shaykh, very pious Shaykh, but he has a son, and the son was in generally like the people in the family. Like people at the, who are staying around the Shaykh, they don't take benefit. The children don't take benefit. So even Hazrat Isa Rahmatullah used to say that the people connected to the pious people, person, they don't really take benefit. People from far, like here we see, you're at the seashore, you don't come to the shore. Many people, mostly people from outside, come to the masjid. So like the Hazrat says, that the son of his never used to pay attention to his father, but the father now was getting old, so he said, let me give him khilafat. But the son knew nothing about this. So the father passed away, great buzur, people came to hear. Now he came in their heart, he also must become pious. So they thought that the buzur was so pious, then let us, his son also must be very pious. Let us go and become bear to him. So they came, he wanted to take bear to him. But he knew nothing about it, Piri Muridi. But he became a sheikh, his father gave him khilafat. So he made them bear. Now after that, he's asking what wazifa we must do. He said, wazifa, the open land of mine, start plowing it. So they had to dig and carry on, and they did it. They were sincere. They were doing their work, plowing the land, and doing their namaz, etc. Then after a while, Allah made them reach such a state that they could get cursed when they saw great pious people. So they're thinking, where's our Shaykh? Allah raised them on such a state. They said, Hazrat, we look for you, we left our head also, we couldn't see where you are. So you must be on such a stage. And so then he made tawbah, he said, yeah, Allah, but their sincerity and where Allah took them already. And me, I'm wasting my time. And that changed his life also. On the other hand, as Hazrat explained, that when you do the work in the company of a sheikh, and you're sincere, then, and the sheikh is sincere, then he doesn't connect you to himself. He'll take you bypass. He'll bypass you through him and take you directly to Allah Ta'ala. And you'll be shocked now you got connection with Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, they are mashayikh, Allah says, me, all of us, that we connect the murid to ourselves. Oh, this is a rich murid. I must keep contact with him. And then Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali gave one beautiful example. He says that one murid, he saw a dream that he had in his, there was a tool on his finger. And he said there was honey on his finger. So he went to tell the sheikh the dream, and the sheikh said, it's obvious, the interpretation is clear. There's honey on my finger, so I got deen in my life. And there's a stool on your finger, you got the dunya in your life. He said, Hazrat, you were too in a hurry to make the interpretation. Let me say, I didn't finish my dream. Let me tell you the dream finished. Say, what's the dream? He said, my finger was in your mouth, and your finger was in my mouth. Then he realized that this murid is keeping contact for the pleasure of Allah. and he is keeping contact for the dunya. So Allah Ta'ala save us, that if we are sincere also, and what can be said when the shaykh is sincere, the murid is sincere, then where Allah Ta'ala will take you? Like it is mentioned here, that after doing the tarbiyat, کیونکہ سعادتوں کے اصول میں عادت اللہ اس طرح جاری ہے کہ صرف اور محنت کرنے پڑتی ہے. That the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the general system, the sunnah of Allah ta'ala is to attain any goodness, you have to make some effort. You have to go and make an effort like the hafiz, you repeat the ayat, you make that effort, then اس طرح کے صرف اور محنت کرنی پڑتی ہے, پھر اس پر اٹھائے وہابی طور پر ہوتی ہے. And remember, after making that effort, don't think it's your effort that I achieved. Then Allah Ta'ala gives ata'an hisaba. That Allah Ta'ala will give you that hisab as a gift. You don't deserve to be in Jannah, but Allah gives you that gift. So like that, Hazrat is explaining here that you made that little effort. Then Allah Ta'ala sees that you got inclination, inabad. Allah Ta'ala will give you that gift. And Allah Ta'ala sunan ke, Allah Jalla Shano ki rahmat, agar ke kisi illat wa sabab ke mutaj nahi, yaqtastu bi rahmati may yasha. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala's kudrati sakh, that Allah doesn't need any means. Allah Ta'ala is free of, Allah Ta'ala can pull you whoever Allah desires. He pulls you in a split second. يَقْتَصُ بِرَحْمَةِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah makes special to him his mercy, but those who Allah desires. And that is what Hazrat Aqim Ashraf Rahmatullah used to say. When we read these ayahs, Allah يَجْتَرِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, then beg Allah, how you pull, make me also in those مَنْ يَشَاءُ, those who desire, just pull us to you. Then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what we hear, that in a wali's house, you see, children become like shaitan. And sometimes in a shaitan's house, how the children become, one per child becomes so fine, Allah ta'ala fools them. We know about Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullahi, Fudayl ibn Ayyad, sometimes how Allah ta'ala fools them. But the general system of Allah ta'ala is that we make an inclination and we should beg Allah ta'ala, and you make that little effort, come to the majalis, do your zikr, and then see how Allah ta'ala will open for you. Allah will open the door that you will. And then Allah ta'ala says, ata'an hisaba, that we will give you just Allah Akbar. There's such reward that you will be shocked what Allah ta'ala is giving you. So that also, this is a simple principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person do this cause genuinely, and then you get the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get the azmat, the muhabbat of Allah, then you will be shocked. It is like a person gives you a safe key, and he says you can open it whenever you want to. Then a person tells you, go to this lawyer, you do your work. One is, you get some work done, government work, you have to make contact with some minister or something, in one long process. And one is, they decide that we want to give this person this gift. Then they will contact you, that we want to give you this, we want to give you that, you will be shocked. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah wants to pull you, Hazrat says, but the system of Allah is, inna rahmatullahi qareebun min al-muhsinin. That the mercy of Allah is close to those who try and do good. Not like our Shaykh explained that today we say that we want the goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but like one of our ustad in Germiston, very great ustad of our Shaykh also, Hazrat Hafiz Sallu Rahmatullahi, he says that one time a person came, and that time madrasa used to be on Saturday, imtihan also used to be on Saturday. So it was in the hand day, one father came to Hazrat and he said, make dua. That time was apartheid, you couldn't send your daughters to university so freely, etc. And worse today, that's a hellfire we send into. But the father came, he told Abisa, make dua, I'm sending my child to London, UK. She's going to study there, she'll have a car, she'll have a flat. So make dua, Allah keep her so iman safe. So Hazrat was Allah wala. He looked down, then after 2 months, he said, you're telling me, you're sending your daughter in the rain and Amas make dua, she don't get wet. It's impossible. So like that, we think I'm just going to come to the Khanka, I don't do my zikr, nothing, and I'll just become a big buzur. And like that, a person thinks, I was long with my share. But nothing of the Shaykh came in me. And I think I'm a big Khalifa. Your Shaykh will also give you Khilafat so that you come right. Like a person like myself. Now at least come right. How long you have come? And that is one of the reasons they give Khilafat. So anyway, Hazrat says, the system of Allah Ta'ala is, you make that little effort, Allah will grant you. On the other hand, if Allah wants, Allah will just pull you towards Him. And this is what we should be begging. Hazrat gave the example of Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi explained. That there was a king who made a wasiyah that after I passed away, the first person who comes close to the kingdom, he will be the next king. So they said, okay, we accept that. And Abadi passed away, the first person that came was a poor beggar, 7 generations beggar. But they said, this is what the law of the king, so you the king. He said, okay, you now the next session of parliament started. And Abad, like a proper king, he came, he sat on his throne. And he said, and all the decisions he did properly. Then the people were shocked, the ministers. Then now it is time to go to his room to sleep. He told 2 of his ministers, hold me under my arms and like a king, take me to my room. They said, Bacha, Salamat, we'll take you. But we shocked, you are a beggar till now. How you know all this ethical? He said, that great being who put me on this position, he taught me this, all this stuff. So when Allah Ta'ala pulls us, Allah will bring all this into our, but we have to make that little effort and beg Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah.